Welcome to Dish Nation! Yes, we have such an amazing show today, y'all. And LA is here with us. What's up, LA?
What's up?
What's up,
LA? Yes. Now, today is a very, very special day, y'all, because it is Juneteenth, y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. It's June 19th is the day we celebrate the emancipation of slaves in the United States back in 1865. So give a round of applause.
Woo! Yes.
Juneteenth, y'all. It's Father's Day this weekend, nice. So of course we gotta say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, including our dads,
Head
Crack and Frank. Happy Father's Day, guys.
You're our dad.
Thank you.
There's a little shout out to all my illegitimate children. Hello, kids. We haven't met yet, but nice to see you.
All right, Frank, what you got going on?
Well, it may not be such a happy Father's Day weekend for Future.
What?
Well, after a DNA test confirmed Future was indeed the father of Eliza Rain's daughter, he has supposedly offered to pay the mother some child support,
that's
right?
As he should, yes.
In the form of $1,000 a month plus health insurance for the daughter.
What do you mean? No.
He's worth a lot of money.
So, okay, it was rejected, this $1,000 offer that he supposedly made. Apparently, Eliza told the court she wants him to pay her way more than that. By the look of Heidi's face, she thinks that he should.
Yes.
According to the reports, Rain's lawyer told Future's lawyer that they plan to seek $53,754 a month in child support.
Is this the Christ child that she gave birth to?
Hold on.
It's based on a Forbes article that put Future's income at $19.5 million a year. Court papers show that the attorney said Rain would also seek back child support for the baby girl, who will be one next month.
Jesus Christ.
Portia.
Oh, man.
You know, I need you to be honest, Portia. We're talking about $53,000 a month. Do you think she's taking advantage?
I think that... I think she's deserving of the money so her child can live the correct lifestyle to be Future's child. And then on the other hand, it's like, you got to remember who you had a baby with. Don't he got like 53 kids? So, you know, we got to spread. Yeah. His money is already spread out.
Five?
No, I think he has like six or seven kids.
Five.
Can you ask somebody else?
Here's what I think. I think somewhere in the middle. Listen, I think $1,000 is absolutely ridiculous.
Me too.
I think $53,000, because child support isn't your house payment and all of that.
Exactly.
Child support should be going for the child.
Right.
Medical needs, future, college, whatever. $53,000 seems high.
If it's his sixth or seventh child, I think the $53,000 should be a penalty for doing it six or seven times. You should have known better.
Sixth or seventh child.
It's like the eighth child is going to make $100,000 a month.
Seriously. All right, well, we talked about this before, and from the looks of it, Wakanda, officially known as Akon City, will be coming sooner than we thought.
I'm excited for this.
Nice. Reportedly, Akon has secured a $6 billion contract to build his cryptocurrency-themed city in Senegal. He entered a contract with a United States-based engineering and consulting firm, Key International, and supposedly the first phase of construction is in the works and set to be completed by the end of 2023. And it will include the construction of roads, malls, schools, hospitals, and more. And phase two will end in 2029, y'all. This city looks pretty dope, and I want to live there.
It looks amazing, but honestly, I don't think that $6 million is going to build something that looks like that.
Billion. It's billion with a B.
That's
$6 billion U.S. So how much is that in Senegal? Like, come on now.
Can we go ahead and buy some property there now? I'm ready. I want a condo.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
Yo,
I want a condo.
I think you mean
office.
A Wakanda.
A Wakanda. I love it.
Okay, y'all. So in celebration of Juneteenth, it's only right that we recognize a few people in the public eye that have been contributing to the fight against racism in these recent difficult times. Now, we would like to do something that we like to call Dish Honest. Now, fortunately, there's so many people that stepping up to the plate that we can spend the whole show doing that. So we're going to highlight a few that we haven't talked about before. Now, first up, we got the homie Jamie Foxx, who had really close ties to George Floyd and his story. And he's been out heavily protesting with George's best friend, Steven Jackson. And Jamie has been posting videos on his YouTube page as he travels across the country to speak to protesters about what's happening right now. But it doesn't stop right there.
Hello.
Madea, a.k.a. Tyler Perry, has been out here doing big things as well. Word is he's been in contact with the Floyd family. He also offered to pay the funeral costs of Rashad Brooks and the college tuition of all four of his children. So major shout out to them. Let's bounce it to Brooklyn for a second. Gotta say big up to Brooklyn's finest, Jay-Z. He went the extra mile by calling up Minneapolis Governor Tim Walz to request justice for George Floyd, and that wasn't enough. The lawyers that were fighting Ahmaud Arbery's case, they couldn't find transportation to get to the court case, so he chartered a private jet to make sure his attorneys got there on time.
Well, y'all, moving on to the Women for Dish Honors. Gary, I know you have a lot to say about the Kardashians, but it looks like Kim Kardashian has been doing her part to fight against inequality. Reportedly, Gary, Kim has donated to a list of organizations to help the families and legal teams fighting for Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd, amongst other things. Okay. And of course, we can't forget about Queen Bee, aka Beyonce, because she's been encouraging her fans to remain focused in the fight for justice for George Floyd, and she sent the letter to Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron on Sunday, demanding justice for Breonna Taylor. Here's a snippet of what the letter said. With every death of a black person at the hands of police, there are two real tragedies, the death itself and the inaction and delays that follow it. This is your chance to end that pattern. Take swift and decisive action in charging the officers. The next months cannot look like the last three.
Yes, queen.
Okay, so Heidi and Portia, are y'all happy that the celebs are stepping up like this? And did y'all know that they were this active in this whole situation?
I am happy. And, you know, a lot of celebrities get kind of, if they're on, they're down at the protests and they're taking selfies and people go, oh, she's just down there just taking selfies. But I don't care. I don't care why, you know, if you're going to take selfies when you're at a protest, you're visible, you're doing something and you are hashtagging.
Right.
No matter how you're doing it. Say what you will about Kim Kardashian. We've all sort of made fun of the Kardashians and stuff, but what you've got to give credit where credit is due. And when she is doing something like that and trying to help, it maybe it offsets the other side of the Kardashians that you don't
like.
That she's not just this person. She's also got biracial children, too. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you want to get in there and make sure that you have a nice life for your kids.
Exactly, because Kim had a lot of black in her, so she definitely, honey, is doing a great deed and helping out the community and stuff. So she's doing, I'm very pleased with her and excited about what she's doing. So kudos out to Kim.
Let's give these people a round of applause who are actually doing stuff that is being effective.
Yes.
Like, pay attention to the positive.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, when we come back, the Dish Nation fam is going to explain how we can shake the table in the fight against racism that's coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? So, you know, Dish Nation isn't the type of show to hold back when it comes to spilling your tea on your favorite celebrities. So why will we hold back when so much things are going on in the country right now? We gotta address this stuff, man. So since today's Juneteenth, what better time than now to shake the table? And for those who don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about taking a step forward to eradicate racism. Now, the term shaking the table comes from reality shows like Love & Hip Hop, Real Housewives of New Jersey and whatnot. When people really want to get their point across, they would literally shake the table. Now, we have a nice diverse family here at Dish Nation who are black, white, Latino, and we all get along most of the time. Things are changing and people are sick of the old way. And you know what I mean? And like, you know what? Just to take a step forward in the right direction, Frank, Heidi, Chewy, I need y'all to shake the table right now. What are you mad about?
Number one, I'm mad about Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, not supporting the gay and lesbian community. I'm mad about that protecting workers' rights. So I am mad about that, Clarence Thomas. Shame on you. But I will say this. A lot of people say it's the calm before the storm, but I think in this situation, the state right now, I think this is the storm before the calm. I think we are mad. We're in a revolution right now. I got pulled over by the police the other day. We were driving to Oregon. I was on my vacation. I was doing 95 in a 65.
Oh,
95.
Yeah.
Do you know how fast you were going, sir?
And I got pulled over, and the only thought I had was, oh, damn it. Oh, this is a hassle. Now I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to get points on my license. But never once did the thought cross my mind, oh, my God, I might die tonight. Oh, my God, I might be, you know, pulled out of my car and killed.
And those are the kind of fears that if you're a man of color, a woman of color, Heidi, that's something that's always in the back of my mind every time I either see a cop or I'm pulled over. Like,
I'm sorry.
I fear for my life, man. And that has kind of been the feeling since I was a teenager. I used to walk around. Yeah. Police officers used to harass me when I was young. I actually had to walk around with a copy of my report card in my backpack to show these officers that I was a good kid, that I wasn't in gangs, that I wasn't doing nothing crazy. Like, I actually had to have proof that I was a good person. So, and also, you know, if we're having this discussion, I need to also talk to my Latino folks out there. They need to know that our Black brothers and sisters are hurting right now, and that our fight is their fight also.
But Heidi, picking back on what you said, Heidi, honey, this is the honest truth. I was driving home from Georgia to Texas, and honey, the police stopped me and pulled me over. I promise you, girl, I turned up the gay, honey. I put my hands out the window, and I got as gay as I could get to let him know, honey, I was not gonna hurt him or harm him, honey. I was that terrified.
You need police reform. If people out there don't believe that, they're ridiculous. Because I think there need to be more a requirement to become a police officer. There's other countries around this great planet of ours that have like a requirement of 4 years, and you look at the incidents with police and their citizens, and they are super, super, super low. No, I mean, there's nothing compared.
I think number one, for any of our allies who want to help in the movement who are not Black or brown, see yourself in the movement. Understand and see where you possibly in your past could have been maybe closer to the racist side, where you don't have many Black friends, you don't socialize with anybody Black, you don't amplify Black voices. Add that into your lifestyle. Make it a part of who you are now. It's okay if that's not what you did in the past. You can do that now. Also, there's another website called Surge, Showing Up for Racial Justice, and it's where it's a little more comfortable because it's an uncomfortable conversation, and it, on the website, it's information for being in the movement from white people to white people. So it's people who come from your background and who know where your privilege has gotten you to help you be able to reform your own lifestyle to be better effective in the movement. So
I'm in. Count me in, Portia. Count me in.
Okay. I think the people who watch Dish Nation have already closed that gap.
I do too.
Who love this show and watch the show are the people who are closing the gap.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Now that we've had our discussion on shaking the table and what our allies can do to help us in the fight for justice and equality, we want to hear from you. To make your voice heard and a chance to be featured on our show, send us a tweet or a 1-minute video to @DishNation using our hashtag shaking the table, and share with us your thoughts on how we can move forward and fight racism together.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, looks like a little bit of a congratulations are in order because Nick Cannon is going to be a father again. That's what it's looking like. Now, Brittany Bell, who's the mother of Nick's 3-year-old son, Golden, dropped pics on the gram of Golden wearing a superhero costume that says Big Brother on the back of it with the caption, "And now you know." Okay. We are so happy. Now, Nick hasn't commented on this yet, but we're not 100% sure what's going on, that he's the father or not. But Brittany has liked the comment, so big congratulations to the both of them because it seems pretty cut and dry. But the story does not end there. Mm. On the same day, Jessica White shared a sexy picture of herself with Nick to make sure that you know that she's his girlfriend. And she said, "Always been a love of my life, always will be. Real love can never be broken." Then on her IG story, she had a message that seems like it was for Brittany. And she said, "Hopefully we can forge a sisterhood and friendship for the sake of family. I pray for healthy relationships moving forward."
Oh, right. My God.
This lady sounds like a couple of squatters. Nick Cannon, squatters' rights.
If you genuinely want you guys to have a healthy relationship, start with it off of social media, because it just seems a little shady to me that this girl is announcing, you know, the birth of her next child, and here you post a picture with him, and then you post a story. This girl may very well just be saying, "I'm pregnant again," not necessarily even saying that her and Nick are together. So it's, I feel like she is letting her know, "I will be here forever, and you're gonna have to deal with it. Let's be sisters." The wives, okay?
Yeah, and Nick doesn't usually broadcast all of his relationships. I mean, Nick has been with the best of the best, and you don't really know all the time he's with somebody. So I'm not sure this is approved by Nick, this picture. I just don't know in this case, y'all.
All right, as we all know, the NFL has recently changed its tune about players taking the knee while the national anthem is being played. Commissioner Roger Goodell now encourages peaceful protests. Wow.
Okay.
Former NFL superstar O.J. Simpson jumped into the conversation, and he posted a video on Twitter saying what he thinks the NFL should do to avoid the controversy. Watch this.
If the NFL wants to avoid a whole lot of controversy and rigmarole this year, play the national anthem when the players are in the locker room. Just do that and save a lot of this crap. The visual. The visual is not a nice visual, but it's done for a reason. If you don't like it, play the national anthem when the players are in the locker room.
If we don't have the visual of players taking a knee, does it kind of, you know, take that silent protest and just sweep it under the rug, brother?
Well, here's the thing. When you take a knee, it's to honor fallen soldiers and people who have made a sacrifice.
Right.
So for anybody who looks at taking a knee as a disrespect to the flag, you really got to dig deeper and find out what the true meaning was.
Right.
So, like, maybe the new standing for the national anthem is taking a knee, because that's more of a patriotic thing to do. Like, you know, when you think about everything that the national anthem stood for, it's about the wars and the sacrifices that the people who preceded us did to be there.
That's right.
It's a current war going on right now in this country between us and people within this country. So if they may take in the knee, the new stand, everybody gets represented, and you got to be an asshole if you're still mad about that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yep,
right.
Yep. I'm down with that point taken. I'm down with that too, Headcrack.
I just hate when they twist our narrative and make it about themselves and completely take it somewhere else where it's not even supposed to be. So hopefully this gets resolved, and I hope our brother Kaepernick ends up on the LA Chargers like the rumor has it. So let's see what happens with that, man. Let that man play, man.
All right, y'all. Some of these airlines are trying to rain on our parade. Woo! We'll tell you more about that after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. All right, y'all, while the liquor stores are popping during the lockdown, Portia Williams and the rest of you sky drunks are going to have to figure out something else, because you're about to get a really sobering experience.
Woo.
Delta, America Airlines, and a few other major airlines are suspending serving alcohol during domestic flights. And many other airlines are also going to be limiting the amount of drinks to water only.
Wow.
And for people thinking about, okay, I got it beat, I'll bring my own alcohol. No, you can't do that either. So how do y'all plan on dealing with this?
Because if you get your alcohol in the airport, if you get a Sky Club card, or you got Sky Club, you can get drunk in the Sky Club room before you get on the plane.
That alcohol hit different when you're already up in the air, girl.
Now, Portia, how does this mess up your birthday plans?
This is upsetting me and my home girls, okay? If you can't get a drink on Delta, where the hell can you go?
But I plan on taking a flight somewhere, so I'm gonna need Corona to just, you know, slide to the left and let me live my little life.
Oh, happy birthday, P. Willie. You ain't no millennial no more, bitch.
You millennium.
No, girl, it's let it go. Let it go, Portia.
What?
Let it go, girl.
Millennium. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.